Hello, good afternoon, Sinead Ní Uilechán.
Good afternoon, Ray, from Dublin City Centre, from Henry Street. And I'm dazzled by the lights here. It's very festive. There are Christmas trees all over the place, lights shining, people shopping, going around with woolly hats and big bags. So it's certainly very Christmassy here in the middle of Dublin City Centre.
So, Sinead, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Neither of us can sing.
Is.
Neither of us can sing. But
no, I'm not going to even try, Ray. I'll be getting the P45
but
or whatever.
It feels Christmassy. It feels Christmassy there. And there are the seagulls celebrating Christmas as well.
The seagulls and the pigeons celebrating Christmas as well. And I'm trying to avoid the pigeons as I walk up and down the street.
Yeah.
Not only are all the shops open, but also there are gazebos here on Henry Street and on Mary Street. 52 of them in total,
right?
Because the Mary Street, Henry Street Market, they're celebrating 75 years this year. So it was made legal to sell from these gazebos in 1949.
Uh-huh.
So this year is a big year for them as they're celebrating. And I'm hopefully going to talk to a trader or two a little bit later on in the show to see what's up for grabs and what the atmosphere has been like since they started selling just a few days ago.
Meanwhile, you got your microphone out, yes?
Mm-hmm. So the question I wanted to know the answer to this week was, what is your favourite thing to buy and what is your favourite thing to receive at Christmas? So it's not just all about getting presents, but it's about giving them as well. So I went out with my microphone and the first person I met was Adriana.
Well, my favourite thing to buy at Christmas would be something that my sons would like, and one of them particularly loves aftershave, so I have to buy him at least 2 bottles of aftershave. He likes a particular one, but I don't always buy that one, but I'll buy it as close as, and once it smells nice, well then he's happy enough with that.
And everyone else around him is happy as well?
Absolutely. And for me to receive something, I would love something jewellery, but I'd prefer to get a voucher, possibly in a shopping centre, so I could choose the jewellery I like.
Yeah, it's a tricky one choosing jewellery for people. It's also a tricky one choosing an aftershave for somebody.
Absolutely, and I'd put perfume into that bracket,
yes,
as well.
Of course,
because everyone,
yes,
has their own scent, and
yes,
what you like, I mightn't like. You know, so you get certain perfumes that are quite fruity, and I'd avoid them like the plague. So it is very much up to the person themselves.
So you're not a fruity person. What do you like then?
I like the strong scents, like,
yeah,
kind of the woody scents.
Yeah, musky.
Musky,
yes,
exactly, that's the word. But I was surprised to hear that from Adriana about the aftershave, because I would have said that aftershave was a present. I'd put it into the same category as socks and pyjamas when you don't know what to get for someone, that it's kind of a feel-safe.
If you're late teens or early 20s and you're a male, you'd be lapping it up. The aftershave. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But like, it says so much about you. It says, I'm a man, you know, and I'm available. I sound like the voiceover for an aftershave, don't I? I'm a man,
you
and I'm
do.
Available.
The man on the horse for
the
Old Spice.
Man on the horse, yeah. I love that ad. It's brilliant ad. Okay,
very
who
good.
Else to meet?
Okay, next up is Liz.
I'm a bit lazy at Christmas. I have 3 adult children, so they get money and maybe something small on the day. And to receive, I actually like to get a nice token for somewhere like the Blue Book.
But there's a lot to be said for not buying presents that will go to waste.
Oh, yeah, I've no time for that, because you end up spending a lot of money one way or the other. So what's the point of getting something that nobody's going to use?
Mm. And what's the one thing that you get over and over and over again?
Hand cream, with apologies to anybody who's ever given it to me.
There seems to be a bit of a sea change, Sinead, about people are more mindful now about what they buy as gifts.
I think so too, and I think it's become a little bit more acceptable to re-gift as well. Before, maybe there was a little bit of maybe shame is too strong a word, but
yeah,
that people would be a bit embarrassed if they re-gifted something. But now, I mean, I have a friend and she called over to the house not so long ago and she said, look, this is a gift from me to you, but it's a Sinead gift. Her name is Sinead as well. And she said, it might be re-gifted. You know yourself.
Oh,
so
well, it's handy,
it's
because
nice that
she can even give you the card to Sinead. Anyway, it's interesting you say that, because just news in today, 67% of Irish people admit to re-gifting unwanted Christmas presents.
Yeah.
So we're big re-gifters.
I'm a big fan of regifting. Yes. Yeah. The only thing is you do have to be careful that there isn't, you know, an inscription inside a book or anything like that. That you get caught out. But then again,
there's a great story
goes
does the round at home about a Swiss Army knife that somebody got as a present. But it was not only was there a card, there wasn't a card, it was actually engraved with somebody else. It was a different gender and everything, you know, so that didn't work. Now, Declan is next. He's quite specific, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. To receive, for nostalgia's sake, it's got to be like a video game. It means that I get to spend the next few days playing that. And I mean, I'm just thinking back to when I'm 10, 11, 12 years old. And that's what Chris has kind of meant, just being around with the family, eating selection boxes. To give something, now that I'm a little bit older, it's whatever my nephews want. That's the most exciting thing to give because their energy is infectious on Christmas.
That's nice, Declan. Yeah.
And I have to agree, not to sound too soppy, but when you see somebody else enjoying the present that you've bought for them, there's something so lovely about that.
Yeah.
Everybody, aw.
But then people aren't going to say, I hate that. They're going to pretend to be appreciative.
Yeah. But you can tell if you know the person well, I think.
Yeah, well, John, in case there's any confusion about what John wants, he's going to set the record straight.
Tools.
What kind of tools?
Saws, chainsaws, all of that. I love it.
And what are you missing from your collection?
I need a new Kango hammer.
And what will you be doing with the Kango?
Well, it's all granite where I live, so they break easily, so I'll be digging more holes, putting up posts, fences.
That's 2025 for you.
That's me sorted for the next year.
Boys and their toys, huh? Yeah.
There's a warning for John's neighbours for 2025.
Who else was there?
Next up is Sarah.
I love receiving jewellery and pyjamas. New pyjamas is always good. I love buying people jewellery. I find jewellery quite sentimental.
And what about people who have their own taste? It's dangerous territory in a way.
No, it definitely is. Vouchers as well is always good.
Yeah, vouchers are very good, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Geraldine has to say.
To receive is a really good book. And I've heard that Clara's Choice is very good, so I'm hoping to get that from somebody.
So that's to receive and to give.
Because I'm a granny, it's money to everybody. I mean, that's what they love. And that's what they want.
Yeah. And how many grandchildren do you have?
I have two grandchildren. I have a daughter and a son-in-law. And they all get money. It cuts down on worrying about what to get and will they like it. That's what I do.
Yeah, you see, vouchers and money. there's a pattern developing here. Yes,
Yeah, big time. Yeah. But at least you know that it'll be spent on something that they actually want as well.
Exactly. And no waste, waste. Who was next?
Next up, Pamela.
Well, I have six sisters, so I just love to buy them presents. Jewellery, probably. You know, nice silver rings and things like that. We like our jewellery. To actually receive, I'd like to have tickets to every music gig that I ever wanted to go to because I'm a really big live music fan.
And who's coming to Ireland next year that you would love to see?
Well, I have Bonnie Raitt tickets in Vicar Street, you know, woohoo! Yeah, something to look forward to.
That'll be a good gig.
Yeah, big time. It's nice to put something in the diary as well, you know, when you're looking ahead to 2025 and it's all blank at this stage. But I met a lovely couple then, Barry and Mary, and Barry was actually celebrating his birthday.
Ah.
I like to buy Christmas crackers, but my wife doesn't approve.
Why not?
You might ask her.
Because they're full of tat and waste and sort of an environmental abomination.
Thus speaks the Grinch.
Get off the fence, Mary. An environmental abomination. Or Christmas crackers to you and me. Yeah.
Straight into the bin. With all those little plastic toys.
I love Barry and Mary. They're like a couple out of a Ladybird book, you know. Barry and Mary went on holidays to the seaside. It was a lovely day. Yeah.
Like Tara and Ben long ago.
Yes. And finally...
finally, this is Lanka.
I think my favourite thing all my life is to give. But I like to receive sometimes as well, but I prefer to give people to make people happy.
And what's your favourite thing to give?
Love. And to receive it as well, of course, yeah.
Well, I hope you get and receive lots of love this Christmas.
Thank you.
That's the one, isn't it? That's the one.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend any money.
No, and you don't even have to gift wrap it. Just
there
deliver
you
it.
Go.
Yeah, yeah. They were lovely, Sinead. Lovely people, yeah. and lovely messages there. And you're heading off now to the Christmas Street Market in Mary Street and Henry Street, and you'll be talking to some traders, and we'll be talking to them when we talk to you again in about 20 minutes' time.
Lovely stuff. Talk to you then.
Bye.
From Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Today we're looking for Ireland's oldest Christmas tree. Geraldine Lally's 47-year-old one is the oldest so far. Purchased on November 18th, 1977 or thereabouts. Now we're going back live to Henry Street and Dublin City Centre and to Sinead na Uilecán.
Hello, Ray. Well, as I was saying to you earlier, the markets here on Mary Street and Henry Street, they're celebrating 75 years in business this year, even though they might have been there a few years before that. We'll hear more about that in a little while. But there are 52 gazebos erected here on Henry Street and Mary Street, and they're selling different items. And I have two of the traders in front of me here now, Kathleen Hill Conway and Marion Haddock White. And I'm going to pass you over to Kathleen first.
Hello, Kathleen. Hello, Marion. How are you? Kathleen.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, it's such a lovely atmosphere down there, isn't it? It's real. It's Christmas. That is what it is. Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's Christmas, Ray. We know.
Yeah.
But we have to get all the people in and that's it.
Yeah.
And the way it is, we've everything they want for their trees. We've even beautiful hats and scarves. We have lovely jumpers. We have tinsel. We've wrapping paper. Anything for your tree, I have it.
Right.
Okay.
And you're third now, generation, Kathleen.
I am, Ray, yes.
Tell us about your grandmother.
Well, my grandmother, before she married my grandfather, her name was Kate McMahon, and she came down here with her sister in 1928, to my knowledge, okay?
Yeah.
Then she met my grandfather, he was Charlie Hill, and she got married to him in 1933.
Yeah.
Right? And I have the photograph here of my nana and granddad in 1933 selling.
Right.
And she was having my mum at the time. And my mum was born a few months later.
Yeah.
Now, we used to wonder what my mother be saying. I was boarding on the street. And here we were, how are you, ma, boarding on the street? She'll figure it out someday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the way it is, We're going into nearly four generations because we'll be on our way out shortly. So hopefully our kids will take it on.
And will they? Will they, Kathleen?
Oh, they'll have to, Ray, because,
yeah.
I mean, we're persevering now at the moment because it's a bit quiet on the streets. There's not really a lot of people about.
Yeah,
you know
you're
I
saying
mean?
There's less money around this year.
No, the money is there. Right?
Mm.
The money is there, but they're holding it till the last minute, probably. I don't know.
When's your busiest time?
Well, hopefully now from Thursday on to Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I
think this weekend, there's two weekends to go now, and they're going to be extremely busy.
Yeah, well, I have this weekend and next weekend.
Yes,
so
yeah.
Hopefully from this Thursday till Christmas Eve.
You've probably analysed this over the years. But the run into Christmas is long now because a lot of people are going to finish up on the 20th, right?
The 20th, no.
It's a Friday. No, I know, but people who, other people.
Oh, in work.
Yes, exactly. So they'll have the Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And so they're 4 days to do it. So they'll be into town and I think that'll be very busy for you.
Well, Ray, this is it. The people make it, right? And we love the people and we have a bit of laugh with them. And I'll give you a bit of laugh, right?
Right.
A few years ago, this is funny, a few years ago, they came up and asked, would we do an interview with Pat Kenny?
Right.
Same as we're doing with you now.
Yeah.
So no problem. So anyway, Pat came on and he said, there you are, Kathleen, how's things? So I grant, he said, but can you tell me, he said, what's the in thing this year?
Right.
So I, well, Pat, they're all going mad for blue balls.
Right.
Says he, blue balls? So yeah. So have you got your blue balls? Susie, I don't know, I'll have to see. So, well, if you come down to Henry Street and stand here for the day, your balls, you'll have blue balls. And he was in stitches. And you know, Pat doesn't laugh very easily now. But he was in stitches.
Oh, that's great, that's great. Marion's beside you. Hello, Marion.
Yeah.
Hello, Ray.
Marion Haddock White as opposed to Marion White Haddock.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. That's what the priest said the day I was married. I didn't even realise I was marrying another fish.
There you go. Yeah. So how many years have you been there, Marion?
Well, I've been here all my life with my mother. Like, it's Kathleen and Linda as well, and we're all generations, going into fourth generations. My grandmother was here as well. My mother was one of the Magnificent Seven.
Right.
She sold in the arcade, and they stayed out all night, the likes of Kathleen's family as well. They stayed out all night. They made Henry Street.
Yeah.
There were seven people at the time, made Henry Street. They ran from one side of the street to the other side of the street, run the breadboards down, and that's how we have our numbers to this day.
And 52 gazebos, 52 gazebos.
Yeah, but it was more gazebos. Like, I mean, obviously, well, you know, there was more stalls.
Yes.
But, like, obviously.
Gazebos.
No, they never had gazebos. But, like, I mean, we called them prams. We prams and breadboards.
Prams and breadboards and little tables.
Yeah.
So that's what we
and
sold
your mother
off.
Would say, will you run over to Mercy and ask such a body to give you a couple of tomato boxes to hire at the board.
You'd make a stall of anything. That was the way it
and,
went.
And
you
do
know?
You bring and do you bring flask of tea or what do you do for lunch and all
no,
that?
No, well, like, I mean, we have there's a place there now this year on the street, same as last year, and they provide us with cheap tea, obviously, for the traders, which is brilliant for us, you know, to do cups of tea for us for a euro, which is very good. And plus today for the public also. But it's lovely to have a bit of atmosphere on the street. Now, in saying that, we'd love to see the carol singers back on the street to bring a bit of atmosphere into the street. There's nothing for children this side of the city.
Yeah.
There's nothing to, like, so we need to actually put the heart back into the street.
So what happened with the carol singers?
It was just put a stop to.
Right.
It went into the shops, and people were accumulating around them.
That's what the people wanted.
But that's the whole idea, isn't it?
It's what brings the atmosphere. And it's what Christmas is all about. Right. I mean, there's plenty of charities out there that could, you know, benefit from the lovely carol singers. And it's lovely to come up the street and see or hear carol singers.
Yes, and it's lovely to see ye as well, because you bring an atmosphere into Henry Street and Mary Street.
Well, we make Henry Street.
Yes, of course you do.
We're here for the public. And when the public knows that we're here, they know Christmas is coming.
And do you still do a thing that when I came up to Dublin as a kid, you know, was you'd go home saying the last of the wrapping paper, you know, you think you were very funny.
Well, that's it. You know what I mean? It was, you know what I mean?
And do you say that anymore?
It used to be 5 for 20 years ago. Then it went 5 for 50.
Yeah. And what is it now?
No. Do you know what I mean? So
I tell you what it is now.
Kathleen has lovely rolls here, and you get three. Is it three? You get Kathleen.
Three rolls for a fiver.
Kathleen is selling lovely paper there.
Kathleen and Marion, thanks so much. Happy 75th anniversary to the Christmas Street Market.
Yes. Tell all the people to come down, will you? I'm outside HMV, across from Holland and Barrett.
Brilliant. Brilliant. When I meet Pat Kenny, I'll tell him to go down to you. Good luck. See you. Bye.
Tell him about his blue balls.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.